have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day.
This day.
Yes.
Every day is a new opportunity to rejoice and to be glad in the goodness of God. We serve a good, good Father. Everything that He put in you is good.
And that's why it says we'll enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I will enjoy God's goodness where?
In the land
of the living. I hope you will enjoy the goodness of God in the land of the living. And you don't have to wait until you get to heaven to enjoy the goodness of the Lord. The Lord wants you to enjoy life right now. The Lord wants you to experience His love when? Right now. The Lord wants you to experience His presence when?
Right now.
The Lord wants you to experience His companionship when?
Right now.
And that's why we are here. We're here to dismiss and dispel. Okay, let me get my words all together right here. Dismiss, dispel, erase every other system that opposes the true love of God, opposes the word of God in your life and for your life. Okay?
Yeah.
In your life and for your life. We are here to erase that, dispel it, wipe it out.
The Bible says that our latter days will be greater than our former days.
Yeah.
So God's design is for us to continue to increase from glory to glory.
Yeah.
The world kind of has like this timeline where you peak and then you fall off.
Yeah.
But that's not so with God. That's a spirit of discouragement, or God has taken me as far as He's going to take me, or, you know, people say, oh, my best days are behind me.
Yeah.
No, our best days are in front of us.
Yeah.
No matter where you are in life, your best days are in front of you. Your latter days, the Bible says, will be greater than your former days.
Yeah.
So whatever was your best day then is going to be a stepping stone onto your more better, onto your greater day. So we have to look at life like that. It's a transition of elevation. And then the final step is when we cross over, we're glorified and we cross over into the kingdom of heaven. We go into heaven, but it's an elevated way. Like the world just has this bell curve where, okay, you just go up, you peak, and then you just kind of fall off. And that's not so with God. The wisdom that is in people who have lived their life, that have experiences, it tells us, it gives us the instruction in Titus that the older generations are supposed to be pouring, releasing, and equipping the generations that are arising. But the world system kind of just says, you know, when you get older, you just go, you know, focus on you, live your best retirement life, just kind of relax, you know, and it kind of just puts a pacifier in the mouths of people who are called to proclaim their wisdom, maybe not on a microphone, but in an embrace with at the family table to share that wisdom, to impart that. So God has a more better for each and every one of us. He has a more better, brighter day. Your latter days will be greater than your former days. There's still so much for us to do.
Now, remember God's mercy. On this day, as we go enter into this teaching, this day, this morning, this beautiful morning, as you wake up to do some good things, I want you to remember the mercies of God. Mm-hmm. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 4:16, because He made a way. Mm-hmm. Oh, He made a way.
Every time.
Every time. I'm telling you, He made a way, man.
Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
So we run it.
Mm-hmm.
We run it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is where? Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Pastor Diana, you says, and you have made it clear that God doesn't sit up there, want to punish you, send disease, like some say, God is punishing everybody now. He sent a disease. He sent a hurricane. God is not sending none of those things. God is not sending none of those things. to punish us? We have a good Father. Mm-hmm. He put us on this radio station, WMIE. Mm-hmm. He sent us here to proclaim this.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
This is coming up the anniversary here at the beginning of July was the anniversary of the first broadcast.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Go. He says, go mm-hmm. on there and proclaim my word only. Let my people understand that I am love. That I am 100% love, pure love. Because we have so many false doctrine and false teaching has gone out there. And so we don't come with no doctrine. Like we always tell you on this radio program that our religion is love. We don't have no other doctrine. What doctrine do you have? Love? Really? Yeah, it's love. Love is God. For God so what? Love the world. That he gave. God is love. 100%. Love always trump evil. Somebody better hear me this morning. Love always trump evil.
The Bible says that love covers a multitude of sin.
Come on, somebody.
So love covers a multitude of sin, which means love is triumphant over sin.
Sin always trumpet. Is the love of God that brought me here? Is the love of God and the love of God bring me into his mercy? I cannot one day boast of anything. But knowing is the mercies of God.
And in that place, we find grace.
Okay. Come on.
It says obtain mercy.
Yes.
And find grace.
Yes, come on.
The mercy has already been released. When Jesus Christ's blood was shed, that was the forgiveness, that was the atonement for all of our sin. When we come to the realization of that, then we're able to find grace. You know, mercy and grace are two terms that are used together. But what mercy means is we do not receive the punishment that we deserve. Grace means that we're receiving rewards that we have not earned.
Come on.
So it's two different things. Mercy is the stopping of the punishment. You can remember that hand game that people play when they twist each other's fingers back. And then you yell mercy. Mercy means that the pain is no longer going to be inflicted. Because when you yell mercy, the person's supposed to let go, right? So that's mercy is when we don't get the punishment that we truly deserve. Grace now, when we find grace is when we are receiving things that we have not earned. We have not done anything to be able to earn what we are being given, the good things that we are being given. But we first have to come to the throne to obtain the mercy. We have to realize that God is not punishing us at all.
At all.
We are finding now grace.
Yes.
We're finding gifts that we have not earned but have been put in us by God. We're finding grace to be able to go out and to do. When you are graced for a situation, it doesn't bother you like it bothers the other people. You don't mind getting up early to do it. You don't mind staying up late to do it. You don't mind the places that you have to go to do it. When you found grace in that area, just like Noah, he was given an assignment to break the curse. That was his assignment, to break the curse. He was named by his father, and then it said that he found grace in God's eyes. He found grace to be able to do it. He found grace for 1 year to build an ark as big as a football field with no modern day technology. He found grace to do it. And in that grace was the innovation, was the resource, was the strength. How frustrating would it be to stand and look at a tree that's still in the ground and have to figure out how to turn this gopher wood tree into an ark? No modern tools, nothing, no YouTube video, no tutorial, and really no reason because there's no protocol like it. He's never seen a ship before.
Right.
So he's building to this vision of something that he's never seen for a purpose that he's never known because the heavens had never opened and released rain onto the earth. So he's given a task. He has no protocol. It's never been done. And he sees no purpose because up to that time, there had never been a reason to need it.
Yeah.
And yet he does it day after day.
Right.
He found grace.
And mercy. Mm-hmm. Listen, someone might be out there listening to us and says, okay, these guys just on the radio, and they're teaching this cheap grace and this, you know, whatever. You can just, God just love you, love you, love you, love you, because that's what we teach. Yes, we teach that, but we can prove it. Mm-hmm. Now, when you find the love of God, you don't go out and practice sin.
Mm-hmm.
When you find the love of God, mm-hmm. you don't do evil.
Mm-hmm.
You don't practice mm-hmm. evil. Let me prove it to you. Joseph. Joseph in Potiphar's mm-hmm. house, find the love of God. Know that he was delivered from the pit. And in Potiphar's house, when the evil presents itself, Joseph says, how can I do this thing and sin against my God?
He might have been able to get away with it with people.
Oh, come on, somebody.
But he knew ultimately that it would be against God.
So when we find the love of mm-hmm. God, we stay away from things that displeases God. Ooh.
Because we value
come on.
What he has done
for us.
We value the sacrifice, the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We know where we were.
Yes.
We know how messed up our mind. Our best friend don't know. No. Our mom don't know. People don't know everything that went through that mind of yours except for God, and he loves you anyway.
That was the reason why. Let me prove it to you. When you're in the love of God, my friend, you don't go out and willfully do stuff. You don't. Because you don't want it to remove his presence from you. You don't want to get away from the presence of God. You don't want to lose that. Because you know where he brought you from. You know you know what your life was. And now that you have this relationship with God, man, you want to keep that relationship. That's why Joseph never bow. That's why Daniel never what? Bow. Because Daniel, if you look at Daniel chapter 1, and you see when Nebuchadnezzar he gave Daniel a food to eat, and because he was a student in Babylon, and Daniel decided, you know, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to eat anything offered up to idol. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just not going to do that. But I know God will protect me here. I'm going to abstain away from it. What is the love of God?
And he was taken captive. So it's not like he had a lot of choices.
Yeah.
They were taken captive, and then they were being told what they were going to eat and what they were going to do. They were trying to teach them. They had went out and they had found God's elect, God's best, and they wanted to bring them into the Babylonian system.
And corrupt them.
So they found God's best, and they wanted to take God's best, and they wanted to try to rewire them in favor of the Babylonian system, which was the world system. So think about that. How many times that God, he's just beaten our... God is his elect people are just beaten down by the enemy, and the enemy's trying to warp them and conform them into the enemy's design. That's because they are the elect of God. There's a great call on their life when we start to look and talk to people in that manner. Look, the enemy is beating you down like this because you are one of God's elect.
Yeah.
The enemy is trying to have his way. The enemy's trying to keep you in bondage of drugs, alcohol, crazy ways. The enemy's trying to keep you in that, caught up in that snare because you are God's elect.
Yeah.
When we start talking to people like that, you're not on drugs out of your mind because you want to be. Somebody's not on drugs out of their mind because that's just how they want to live. No, they've come into the web. They've been caught in the snare of bondage by the enemy, but they're targeted because of the call of God on their life.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast.